Welcome to the Middletown United Methodist Church podcast, the perfect way to catch up on previous Sunday sermons.
Come, Holy Spirit, come, you who dwell within us. Open our hearts and minds today that we might hear from you the message that you have for us. In Christ's name, amen. Viktor Frankl spent years in a Nazi prison camp where persons were subjected to subhuman and even anti-human treatment, which threatened their decency, their worth, their dignity, as well as obviously their physical well-being. And out of that experience, Frankl developed a psychotherapeutic method called logotherapy. And he wrote an inspiring and insightful book entitled Man's Search for Meaning. From his death camp observations, he documented the amazing ability of humans to cope and to retain an inner freedom. He wrote this: "We who lived in concentration camps can remember the men who walked through the huts comforting others, giving away their last pieces of bread. They may have been few in number, but they were sufficient proof that everything can be taken from a man but one thing, the last of human freedoms, to choose one's attitude in any given set of circumstances. This last inner freedom, the freedom to choose one's own attitude, gives us amazing capacity to cope." Well, this week, this is the week in the year when most of us, we choose an attitude of thankfulness. This is the week we count our blessings and name them one by one. We thank God for everything from health to material wealth. But does it follow that if we don't have health or material wealth, that we can't give thanks? If you have food in your refrigerator and clothes on your back, a roof over your head, you're richer than 75% of the world's population. If you have money in the bank, cash in your pocket, and some spare change in a jar somewhere, you're among the top 8% of the wealthiest people in the world. If you woke up this morning with more health than illness, you're more fortunate than millions who will not survive this week. If you've never experienced the danger of battle, the loneliness of imprisonment, the agony of torture, the pangs of starvation, you're ahead of 500 million people in the world. And if you can attend this worship service without fear of harassment, arrest, torture, or death, you're fortunate. Billions of people in the world can't do that today. It's not hard to count our blessings, is it? Most of us could quickly and easily jot down a rather lengthy list of things that we are thankful for, everything from family to friends to food to clothes to cars to homes to jobs to health, and the list goes on and on. But think about this. If we follow this logic, then it means that if we lack these things, then we can't give thanks. We can count our blessings only if we have stuff to count. Does it mean that because we have a lot of stuff that God loves us more than others? I don't think so. I believe we misunderstand what God's blessings really are in our life. Where would we be if we suddenly lost everything? And that can happen in an instant. Then what would we be thankful for? The Apostle Paul tells us that he has learned the secret of being content, whether he has plenty or whether he has nothing. He's content whether he's well fed or hungry. His contentment is found in Christ, through whom he can do all things. listen to Paul's words from the Message. "I have learned by now to be quite content, whatever my circumstances. I'm just as happy with little as with much as with little. I have found the recipe for being happy, whether full or hungry, hands full or hands empty. Whatever I have, wherever I am, I can make it through anything in the one who makes me who I am." A friend of mine went to Kenya a few years ago on a mission trip, and one of the stories he shared when he returned was that the perception in Kenya is that everything is secondhand. That everything that the people have, whatever they wear or whatever they used, has been used by someone else before them. And he shared a story about a little girl whose dress was obviously secondhand, but what impressed him was here was this little girl who had nothing, but when she worshiped, she sang and she smiled and she danced and she was full of joy. She, like Paul, had found contentment in Christ, through whom she could do all things. The battle we fight daily is whether all of our stuff is controlling us or whether we're controlling our stuff. Viktor Frankl would say that we have this inner freedom to choose. We can choose to keep trying to find contentment in stuff, in which our stuff will continue to control us, or we can choose to find our contentment in Christ. Pastor Doyle Masters, was diagnosed with an inoperable malignancy, and he wrote an open letter to his congregation. The letter sings with the confidence and joy and the sufficiency of Christ despite the circumstances. Here's part of his letter. "The options open to me medically are minimal and at best do not promise renewed energy or longevity. The other option is to turn this over to God in faith for His healing and ultimate will. This we have been directed to do by God after much prayer and spiritual surrender. What the future holds, we do not know, but we know God holds the future. These last few days have rolled over us like an avalanche, leaving in its wake some central certainties which make up my Thanksgiving list. Out of the dark night of the soul has come the sunlight of God's love. I am thankful for God, who is real and personal, for Christ, who is present in power, and for the Holy Spirit, who is by my side in every single struggle. My gratitude overflows for a faith that is unwavering in the face of seemingly insurmountable obstacles, and for the personal practice of prayer that brings all of God's promises to bear in any situation. My Thanksgiving list is made up this year not of what I have, but of who has me, a God who is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all I ask or think." As we think about being thankful this season, what comes to mind first? Is it the stuff that we have? The stuff that can be lost in an instant? Or is it like Paul, or the little girl from Kenya, or Pastor Doyle, that we're thankful for the contentment that we can find in a God, the joy that we can find in Christ, and the strength we can find in a Holy Spirit? We should give thanks for all the stuff that we have, but we should know that that's not the most important thing in our life. The most important thing in our life is our relationship with God. And for what that relationship means to us, not just in this day, not just in this week of Thanksgiving, but what that relationship means to us throughout the year, with all of its highs and its lows, with all of its joys and struggles, with all of its accomplishments and disappointments. The one thing that is certain is that we have a God who loves us dearly, a God who will not abandon us, a God that regardless of what happens in our life or happens to us, God is always present with us. And as we make our list of what we're thankful for this year, either written down or mentally, put at the top of that list your relationship with God. For that is the one thing that cannot be taken from you. Choose an attitude of thankfulness this week and choose to put God at the top of that list. It is the things of Christ, peace, hope, joy, love, strength, comfort, salvation, that's available to all of us, regardless of how much or how little we have. And these are the things that will always be ours. Remember to give thanks this week. Give thanks for all that we have in Christ. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Thank you for listening. If you would like to stay connected to Middletown UMC in other ways, you can visit our website, our Facebook page, or download our church app. If you would like to show support to the church and the ministries that help so many, you can use our online giving feature on the website or app. Have a blessed day.